The woman's issue. 1. The woman issue is obviously as well that of the household, and it just so happens to be the fundamental cell, so dear to bourgeois community. The issue leads, therefore, to include within the cause the whole of the civilized order. What we need is a radical theoretical sanitation. To do so, let us first refer to Private Household and Hohen Broodmeer, text of WRC. 2. The feminine party is much more than just a society among many. It is one of the components of the natural dual basis of the new people. The feminine party also contrasts sharply with the bygone feminism. Within a civilized context, let us remember Mary Wollstonecraft, 1791, and Flora Tristan, 1843, within a barbaric context, the suffragette, 1889, and the women's liberation movement, WLM, 1968. This form of feminism was utopian and was corned into a defensive position. It started with intending but an assimilationist emancipation incongruous with husbandarchy. Then it lived, shut up into the off-subject quandary of class struggle feminism, working class only, versus gender struggle feminism, a future without men. 3. Nothing will be achieved without a thorough detoxication from the untrue advancements in the women's affairs incident to our degenerate Western world since 1835. Quite the opposite. The fair sex is now suffering from the scandalous and cruel failure of anti-rights carried to their extreme, under the commanding barbaric cost, and in all areas. Woman has had no other rights than poisonous gifts, sowing misfortune. Franchise, rules regarding marriage settlement, legal capacity, suits, assert disposal, professional freedom, husband primacy and paternal authority, divorce, contraception, abortion, prostitution. 4. The feminine party is first of all the vital instrument and the only viable one for the destruction of sexual brutality, now in force and praised to the skies by the commanding heathenism, secularism. Sexual brutality is simply the rot of the civilized husbandarchy orchestrated by the Western world since 1835. the struggle for the annihilation of sexual brutality is nothing less than the struggle for national salvation. It prescribes to the feminine party Article 1 of its platform: the levying of women's battalions of a national guard. Civilians from neighborhoods, villages, and so on. The multifaceted leprosy of pornography, sex shop, shows, media, adverts, the harassment, rape, and murder of girls and women by sex maniacs cram the restring analysis and is pudenda, unmentionables, the horrid of sex workers, tax-paying self-employed, all must be wiped off the map. Mary Wollstonecraft, 1759-1797, 38 years old. 1791, Vindication of the Rights of Woman. Flora Tristan, 1803-1844, 41 years old. 1843, the Workers' Union. Suffragette, Emmeline Pankhurst, 1858-1928, 1889, Women's Franchise League, WFL. Women's Liberation Movement, Mouvement de Libération de la Femme, 1968, Valerie Solanas, 1936-1988, 1967, Scum Manifesto, Society for Cutting Up Men. Notes. 1. About the civilized order. On one hand, from the lot of the aged to that of children. On the other hand, through the role of concern, which pairs up with the household. 2. About marriage settlement. To say nothing of concubinage, CCU, contract of civil union, and marriage of sexual perverts. 3. About professional freedom. The fairy tale of paid work being emancipatory, squaring the circle, equal pay for equal work. 4. About prostitution. On the pavement, otherwise in the brothel.